Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Oklahoma Senior Senator Jim Inhofe is not up for re-election this go-round, but he is actively campaigning in advance of the November 8th general election. He's campaigning for and advocating a yes vote for State Question 777, Right to Farm. He says that for the first time in his senatorial career, he's out actually putting his name in favor of a cause that relates to a state question.
I have never done this before in the 22 years I've been in the United States Senate, gotten involved in state questions. The reason I am this time is I chair a committee in the United States Senate called the Environment and Public Works Committee. And there's where they have all these liberal outside interests trying to get in there and push the states aside and get control. Liberals always want control in Washington. And so I came and I was shocked when I saw some of the billboards that the well-funded opposition is talking about things like water issues, and there is no water issue in this thing except to support it. You've got to support 777, or it will become a water issue. You're going to have outsiders coming into Oklahoma and determining what our policies should be.
Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe visiting with our own Carson Horn. We continue in Indianapolis and at the National FFA Convention, really starting to crank up today. And according to the brand new CEO of the National FFA Association and Foundation, Mark Feschel, he says there's going to be a bunch of people in downtown Indy.
Yeah, we expect more than 65,000 to be in attendance this week, and the theme of our convention is Transform. So as students attend the convention, as they are inspired by the speakers, by our national officers, we hope that the messages they get truly transform them and transform their views toward agriculture so that we can strengthen ag and create the next group of talent for the agricultural industry.
Meanwhile, good news on a couple of fronts at the national meeting. Vanessa Wiebe of Hooker, Oklahoma, has made the 50% cut, is in the final consideration for a national FFA office. The six-officer team will be announced Saturday afternoon. I'm very proud of Jack Statz, Oklahoma State FFA advisor and head of the Ag Education Efforts for Oklahoma Career Tech. He's been awarded with the Outstanding Supervisor Award from the National Association of Ag Ed Supervisors. You know, when you're honored by your peers, it simply doesn't get much better than that. Our coverage of Transform FFA, the National FFA Convention, being brought to you in part by ITC, your energy superhighway, your Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association, and the Oklahoma FFA Association. You've got farm news on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 21st, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,000 head to sell, 3,700 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves, and 2,900 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. And that's a check of our agricultural news reporting from Indianapolis and the National FFA Convention, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.